That is a very myopic view and a myopic comment, because people are so ignorant. They don't know that everywhere in the world people can disappear. That happens. And I don't think anyone can argue that the people don't disappear in other places of the world. So that is a very myopic, or perhaps maybe they have an agenda that they are chasing by passing such a comment.
So some of these ministers of religion actually basing their comments on what happened during the Fifth Brigade, and then they cited several other incidents, you know, after independence. What do you think? Maybe you can tell us what you have heard over the years.
It's not only in Zimbabwe. Everywhere in the world, people disappear due to various reasons. If you go to Bedbridge there across the Limpopo, people disappear. If you go into like Wange National Park where there are wild animals, people disappear. If you go in any other place, you find that there are such instances. But the problem is this issue about Damara is a sponsored issue, and people are clamoring because I think clearly there's some sponsorship. There are so many people that have disappeared, but there hasn't been so much publicity like this issue of Damara.
So now when you look at what you're saying in terms of people being sponsored, who is sponsoring who?
He was working with the NGOs, and he failed to account for the money that he got from the NGOs. And as you know, the NGO have a network. They have a link with the West. Those who are sponsoring the regime change agenda. So it's not a surprise at all.